Hello, this is Nick Auditore. I'm doing my fourth podcast on peer leadership and peer leaders. Having a peer leader or a mentor is really nothing new to help the youth aspire to be better people as a whole. But in athletics, we assume that our student athletes have enough leadership they need through the coaches and the players around them. But that's not always the case. Our athletes need a little bit more leadership sometimes and a little bit more guidance because they are so drawn into their sport or what they are doing. So there was a recent study in 2008 by an author named Holmes that explored collegiate athletes and their preferences regarding peer leadership. And there were 46 women involved in the study and 33 men. And both men and women responded differently but positively to peer leadership. Men place more emphasis upon work ethic and performance, and women really place more emphasis on just that peer leader being more vocal and encouraging them than the men did. Both personality traits are important. Both men and women can be a major disconnect if the personality traits of that peer leader or that coach don't match up. So that's a really important part of finding a peer leader that is right for you. Really good peer leaders that are good in collegiate athletics are going to be alumni. Alumni are going to be the best people to go to look for advice. They're going to tell you they've already been through the whole process. They've graduated. They've gone through the whole student-athlete process, and they're going to give you the best advice and tools where you can go to be the most successful. So that's why I think peer leadership is really good in sports and especially in the collegiate athletics today. Thanks.